You're listening to the Greg Swaim Show, baby.
And welcome, everybody. A terrific Sunday. Hope you've had a great weekend. Cowboys, Cowgirls now out. Their season's over. Great season. Not too many college fans can say that their teams were still alive as of 2 a.m. this morning. Of course, Bill did the game, so he might be on fumes today. He's about to go to sleep, I think. But we're going to have on Matt Chapman here in just a few moments. His first time on, but he's from Sports Thread, and Matt likes A&M. Matt's an A&M guy, so we'll might throw in a little A&M stuff, but great guy, helps me out. Man, when I need help on the computer, on the internet or website, he's the guy to go to. So we'll have him on just a little bit. And then, of course, if you've ever watched the movie Caddyshack, Lacey Underall, one of the favorite characters on there, and Cindy Morgan will join us. We've had her on the show before, not this particular show, but we've had her on other ones. And we'll talk a little bit of sports. She started off in college doing some sports radio and weather and some news, and we'll let her talk about that. And she's got some new pictures up, behind-the-scenes stuff at cindymorgan.com that she had taken, or she got her hands on somehow from when the movie was being made. So we'll get some behind-the-scenes stuff from her and things that you might not know. Most of you have seen the movie 1,000 times. I certainly have and really love it. And then a guy that we want to have on here in a couple weeks, I'll tease it a little bit, from our favorite sports movies that we always do in the summer, Chauncey Leopardi, who played Squints on The Sandlot. He's going to join us here in a couple of weeks. We got to set up a date first around his schedule. He's into the music scene these days out in L.A., but we'll get hold of him. And funny guy. We'll take a break, hear from our great sponsors that keep us on the air for you each and every week free of charge. And we'll be back, and we'll talk to Matt Chapman after this.
Want to be the best basketball player you can be? Well, big-time players play all year round in the big-time basketball tournaments in Enid, Stillwater, Oklahoma City, Tulsa, Wichita, and Dallas are played year-round for this very reason. Play against the best to be the best and sign up today online at gregswaim.com or call 405-880-2316 to get to the big time.
COVID-19 vaccines are available, and Americans are eager to learn more about them but aren't sure where to find the answers. That's why AARP is working to protect Americans 50-plus by making sure you have the latest information about the vaccines and distribution options right here in Oklahoma. Just visit aarp.org/okvaccine to learn who's eligible for the COVID-19 vaccine in Oklahoma and when, where, and how you can get it and what you might discuss with your doctor. That's aarp.org/okvaccine, paid for by AARP.
Total Health membership includes access to both Total Health at 1810 North Perkins Road and Total Fitness Aquatics at 901 West 12th Street in Stillwater. Access to all group fitness classes, land and water, equipment, pickleball court, and discounts on personal training and massage therapy. Group fitness classes with 36 land classes weekly, boot camp, functional movement, eccentrics, yoga, memory fusion, senior fit mix, spin indoor cycling, ripped, Tabata, metabolic conditioning, weight training, 24 aquatic classes weekly, HydroFit, VP Tabata, Joint Friendly, Aqua Zumba, and Tab Aqua. Access to virtual fitness with a private Total Health Facebook page that provides group fitness videos with local instructors, as well as access to the Mirror app for at-home or on-the-go fitness instruction. Contact 405-533-4348 for questions or more information, or visit us online, stillwater-medical.org/services-care/fitness-center.
This is Sports Thread, and this is the new free Sports Thread app, changing recruiting forever. The first social network made for athletes, where you can show your talent and where you can be seen by athletes, fans, and coaches nationwide. Upload all your stats to the app, get exposure to college coaches, get clout, and get certified with a check mark that will change your life. Join the squad. Download the Sports Thread app today. Sports Thread, it's always free.
Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC covers all of Oklahoma. The owners, Mark and Cindy Welch, have raised two children and now have two grandchildren, as well as opening a business that gives back to the community in a big way, allowing people to stay in their homes and with their loved ones for longer. Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC sends qualified staff by daily to do the things that need to be done safely for folks to stay in their homes. Light housekeeping, shopping, and transporting their clients to doctor's appointments, making sure they're eating right and taking their medications at the correct times. Call Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC anywhere in Oklahoma, 405-612-3177. That's 405-612-3177. And they'll take care of your loved ones like they were a member of their very own family. Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC. Anywhere in Oklahoma, it's 405-612-3177. 405-612-3177.
Basketball coaches, do you have a point guard or leader you're going to be counting on next season to run the show for you? Don't leave next season to chance. Thousands of coaches send their players to a point guard college camp each summer to learn the game, lead a team, and run the show. Your players will be smarter, better leaders, and better equipped to foster a championship culture next season in practice and in your locker room. You can go to pgcbasketball.com to find a 5-day, 4-night camp near you. That's pgcbasketball.com.
Want to have fun at work? Come work with us. Eskimo Joe's and Mexico Joe's are both looking for fun and funny people right now. Check out our openings at EskimoJoes.com/jobs or just text Joe's, J-O-E-S, to 56379. We have some great incentives and a great family feeling, and we'll work with you to make a flexible schedule. Come join our team at Eskimo Joe's and Mexico Joe's. We're hiring now.
This weather forecast is brought to you by the Smoky Pokey and the Cowboy Travel Plaza. International Weather Service forecast tonight and Monday, clouds and a 50% chance of scattered thunderstorms, 65 tonight and 82 on Monday, a slight chance of storms Monday night and Tuesday, 68 and 88, and a warmer Wednesday and a high of 90.
Hey guys, this is KC with the Smoky Pokey inside the Cowboy Travel Plaza. Are you looking for a place to grab a quick lunch? We got it. We just added a big half-pound Fat Daddy Cattleman's Burger to the menu, so come see us. Don't forget, the Smoky Pokey is open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner every day. So saddle up the horses and head out west to Highway 51 and I-35, where the beer is cold and the boots are free on Friday. Go Pokes.
Welcome back, and we have every week we have the great folks from Sports Thread on to give you valuable, valuable recruiting tips. But one guy we have not had on the show yet, Matt Chapman. Matt joins us now. Matt, how you doing?
Greg, I'm doing good, man. How are you?
Couldn't be better. It's almost summer. Well, I guess it is officially summertime after Memorial Day, but not hot yet, so it just doesn't seem like it, but it's going to get that way this week in the 80s and low 90s. Matter of fact, guy who answered the phone when you were calling, Bill Van Ness, he does our weather for us, so you just heard the weather, and I guess we're going to get some storms tonight. But hey, let's talk about what's going on at Sports Thread.
Yes, sir. I did want to say one thing real quick. It's super nice to see some college sports with some fans with the College World Series and regionals starting up, and then the Softball World Series. I'm a Virginia native, so it's been good to see a mid-conference school like JMU kind of makes some noise right on the big stage. I just want to give out a shout-out to JMU softball real quick for that.
It is. And you know what? Bill and I were just talking about, because he's the radio voice of the Cowgirls. Of course, they're in the College World Series of softball. But, you know, it's that is something that, as good as that tournament's been, and I'm excited. Actually, I've really been watching every game, even to the one that went till 2 last night, the Cowgirls. But the amazing thing about it is now you got your so-called mid-major that you'd have in basketball that makes it to the Final Four, that everybody kind of jumps aboard, and then they got the girl that's 4'11", and they've got the pitcher, you know, Odyssey, and you just kind of fall in love with a team like that. And, of course, you know, being an Oklahoma State grad, they play Oklahoma. You know who I'm probably going to be rooting for. I'm going to make some people mad. It's just the way it is when you go to Oklahoma State and you're an Oklahoma State fan. But, you know, it's great. It's still going on. We get the College World Series this week. We get the Super Regionals and the College World Series for the men coming up through June. So it's all good.
Well, you know, I think it serves a valuable lesson to our listeners, specifically about the recruiting side, in that, you know, just because, you know, you may not get that Power 5 offer does not count you out ever, right? I mean, the mid-majors are just as competitive. They're just as great of athletes, right? And I think JMU making this run is really showcasing that, right? They're really showing, hey, you know, just because, you know, they may not have a star true freshman, but they got star juniors and seniors that have been through the system for years, right, built up the chemistry, and now they're competing at the highest level of the sport, right? But what I really want to talk about, Greg, is kind of reaching out to college coaches, right? And as you know, in today's world, there's too many athletes in the country. Not too many, but too many for as many coaches as there are. You know what I mean?
Right.
And for a lot of our kids, what we really want to talk about today is taking the initiative, right? Reaching out, showing where you're going to be, right? Especially if you are that D3, D2, D1 AA, like the JMU prospect, right? These coaches only have so much time and so much geography that they can cover. And so I want to kind of pick your brain on that and your thoughts on that, because, you know, back in the day, I feel like it kind of used to be you just kind of waited until a coach hits you up, right? And we find in today's world, that's just, you know, for the top level talent kids, that is the case, and for the lucky kids that happen to be at a local showcase and a coach is there, that's true. But I want to pick your brain on, you know, what were your thoughts about that? Kids being more active in reaching out to the coaches, right? And not just introducing themselves, but showcasing their schedules for the summer.
Well, and because of Sports Thread, they're able to do that now, not only very easily on, you know, set up their profile and all that, but they can talk to coaches on the Sports Thread app. And you have pretty much all 2,000 coaches from the smallest of JUCOs and D3s all the way to D2s, the D1s, NAIs, all that, and every sport. So if you're a kid out there,
right,
regardless of what college level you are, regardless of the sport you play, if you're not on Sports Thread, man, you're really missing out.
Right, and it's all for free, right? So, you know, kids can get on there, put their whole profiles, what we call, as you know, if you've been saying every week, their athletic resume. But on top of that, you can put your schedule, right? If you're going to reach out to these coaches, if you're going to tell a coach, you know, that's Oklahoma State University, let's take that as an example, since that's the hometown school. You know, not only do you want to introduce yourself to them as a prospect, right, to get on their radar, but you got to let them know where you're going to be, right? They don't know where you're going to be unless you tell them. So if you just expect them to kind of just show up in the same tournament, that's a long shot, right? Put your schedules on your Sports Thread profile, right? It's very simple. Take a snapshot from Safari, Google. If you have the schedule printout in front of you on your table, your kitchen table, take that picture, put it on your profile so the coaches know where to go, right? If a coach is interested in you, they need to see you play, and they can't go see you play unless they know where you're going to be, right?
Absolutely.
And the camps are great, right? Always go to the camps, and that's a great way to get in front of them. But at the end of the day, and you know this, Greg, from your years of experience, it's what you do on the field in game time that matters, right?
Oh, no doubt about it.
If you run a 4.440 in the 40-yard dash football, right, but your skills on the field aren't necessarily there, you put yourself at a disadvantage, right? Put your schedule on there. Let the coaches know where you're going to be, or tell the coach, hey, coach, you know, I'm going to this showcase, you know, in Texas, right? And then maybe the coach is going to be there. He'll see your game schedule, show up and watch you play your game, right? You got to know where these guys, you got to tell them where you're going to be these days. There's too many athletes in the country, right, with not as many coaches. They can only cover so much ground.
One of the parents who listens to us regularly when you guys are on, I got a call this week. Oh, I hope I'm not bothering you. No, that's what we do. I mean, you know, without you folks, we wouldn't have a job. So help them get their daughter set up online with that. And a couple weeks ago, then we were at a tournament and just had a parent come up and talk, and I was showing them that their kid was already, I just typed in the name and it popped up. So obviously had been in there, but had that information on there. And I'm like, this is what coaches will see if they're, you know, at one of our tournaments and they see Susie Smith and they type it in on Sports Thread. There's all the information. There's her schedule coming up the rest of the summer. So they go see her, particularly during the evaluation period in July. That puts her ahead of, let's say there's 10 girls all that they're recruiting at the same position, all in the same boat. They're very close together. But this girl has all her information there. They see it. They like it. They know she's already qualified, whatnot. She may get a scholarship before they even go see the other 8 or 9 players.
Right. And so, you know, this, we didn't do this off of just blind luck, right? We didn't just come up with a bunch of ideas, throw it on a chalkboard with a magnet and hope that they stuck, right? This has been studied. We talked to college programs across the country. We asked the coaches directly, what do you need, right? What will help you? They said exactly that, Greg. If you guys have a database that we can search to have all the necessary information of the athletes, GPAs, SAT scores, ACT scores, you can upload your unofficial transcript. Huge thing there, Greg. That is massive. Parents, if you're listening, that's a massive thing. Get your unofficial transcripts from your local high school counselor. You can get them anytime. Scan them. Put them on your kid's profile. It's a great way for the coaches to know that the grades, GPA, and scores that they put on their profile are legit, right? And then also put your schedule. They ask for all this information because some of the first things that they look for, Greg, as you know, is their academics, right? Okay, you know, this kid went 4 for 4 with 2 doubles in the gap and a homer. So he's got the gap power. Maybe he shows us some arm strength from center field. Great kid. But, right, for baseball programs across the country, GPA is immensely important, right? They don't have all the resources, right? They have limited number of players. It's not a massive football program. So they have to make sure that their GPAs are great, right? It's a great way to give the leg up because the coaches can go, oh, this kid's got a 3.76 GPA. He's got a he runs a 6.76. You saw him at the combine today. He's got gap-to-gap power. Let's talk to this kid after the game, invite him to the camps, or if they like him that much, start talking about some offers, right? It's a great way to get the leg up on not only who you're playing on the field, but, your own teammates. I'm a competitive guy, Greg, as you know, so a little teammate-on-teammate competition is never a bad thing.
Well, and so many JUCO coaches out there as well, and I know this, kids sometimes they'll go ahead and put their GPA because it's close to a 4 point. But let's say they already took their ACT test. They got, like a 15 or 16 at below NCAA entry standards. And a lot of times kids won't put that info out there. You know, they should because a lot of our JUCO coaches, they're actually looking for kids that, might be pretty smart kids, but for whatever reason, they don't test well on the ACT or SAT.
Right. They need, maybe those kids need a little bit of extra help in the classroom, right? And JUCO is a great route. Sean, me, growing up through the ranks, you have a lot of guys that take the JUCO route, and I support that route 100%. And our app actually is really big with JUCO coaches because it's just like you said, right? Kids that may need that extra year or two to develop, right? Not only physically, mentally in the classroom. And they're, those coaches are looking for kids that they can transfer, to upper levels of the program, right? So it's a perfect platform for them. We have plenty of JUCOs live on the application, looking for athletes, finding athletes, finding recruits and bringing them into their programs. We couldn't be prouder to be able to do that for them, right? Those JUCO guys, coaching staffs don't have big recruiting budgets. So they love that we provide the app free for everybody. It's easy to have access to the profiles. Not only that, Greg, keep in mind, our app isn't really closed per se, right? You can take the links of profiles, and the coaches love doing this, and sending it to their other coaching staff so everyone can see this athlete, to invite them to camps, offer scholarships, et cetera.
One thing you guys have done, I don't know if inadvertently or not, And we kind of realized this when you all flew out to our event in Oklahoma City last August, is college coaches don't have to shell out $300, $400, or $500 for a coach's packet. It's ridiculous. A lot of them, it's gotten so ridiculous that they'll have a friend and they'll split it among 3 or 4 guys and go make copies at the deal. JUCOs and some NAIs, well, they don't have that kind of money. And, these places are just gouging them. So, by what you guys have done, where a coach can basically get everything he needs and then some, and it's accurate information hot off the press from the teams, coaches in the summer, from the summer kids playing ball, they've got more information than you could ever get on a paper packet. And a lot of times, if you go to as many things as I do, a lot of times they'll give media free packets, but the information is wrong on most cases.
Right, right. And, you know, we did that on purpose, right, when we built. So for those of you who aren't, you know, who are still new to sports, we have a full scheduling that we provide. And when we do that, the rosters of the teams, the kids' profiles are shown on the games, right? So if we have, you know, the Cowboys playing the Sooners, right, I'm just, you know, have to go to the local fan base.
There you go. There you go. You're popular now.
Playing this. Hey, I'm trying, man. You know, I'm I'm an Aggie.
You're a Texas A&M guy. I was just telling Bill about that. Now, yes, and it just occurred to me, how does a guy from Virginia get hooked up with A&M?
Well, quick family history is my mom's side's been Aggies.
Gotcha.
Aggies.
Gotcha.
My mom and all of her brothers and sisters are classes of 78, and I want to say 84. So I've been going to Kyle Field since I was 2. And we love, I'm actually going this fall to the Alabama A&M game.
Very nice.
In October. So super excited. But for the schedule and sports show, guys, you know, we put the profiles of the kids with their team in the game. So when coaches click the game, if they're watching the kids on the field, they have access to the whole rosters and all those kids-specific sports and profiles. So like with the coaches pack you just said, we provide that for free for the coaches, right? They just got to find the game they're at and find the athlete that they've been seeing on the field that they're interested in. They can DM the kid right on the application right then and there, invite them to the camp, wait till after the game to talk to them in person if they're in the NCAA period to do so, right, and the age to do so. But, yeah, we understand why people pay for the coaches' packets, and we get that. But, you know, we wanted to provide something for those programs that didn't have the recruiting budget to afford those all the time so they can still find their kids.
Yeah, we're definitely talking about even making our recruiting service free in the future. I mean, while I'd be losing a lot of money, I would be, I think, make more money. We'd be able to go to a kid and say, hey, everybody takes our service. You know, whether you're boy or girl, whether you're, you know, what sport you're in, whatnot, what level you're at, doesn't matter. Every coach has it. And you can already say that with Sports Thread, 2,000 schools, but really that's 4,000 if you count men and women both.
Exactly. It's programs, right? And we cover all NCAA programs. We have field hockey players, women's and men's lacrosse players, softball, baseball, basketball, football. And we had some water polo a couple times. We've had fencing athletes on. We're a wide range, right? And we're all, you know, a lot of us over at SportsCenter are all ex-collegiate athletes. I played college baseball myself. And, you know, the goal of SportsCenter is we just want to give kids the same opportunity that we had. Right, and provide them a resource to try to gain that opportunity. And you know, if you're good enough and you got the skills and the chops, we think you should be able to promote that and find your next home. Keep in mind, you know, just because you know you may not be a Power 5 D1 kid doesn't mean you still can't live out your dream of playing college ball. College ball is college ball. It's the next level up. It's great competition across the board. It was one of the greatest, best 4 years of my life.
Well, I tell you what, you guys all over there in Denver, you guys all played college ball at some level, and it's great having you on because you've been there, done that, so you can share that experience and certainly what you guys have done with one of the greatest apps on there. I know you guys have won awards already in the few years you've had the app going, but it's outstanding. Of course, you can follow Sports Thread on Twitter. It's just Sports Thread. It's that easy, and you can also... go online. I think the videos on YouTube, just go ahead and subscribe to Sports Thread. It's outstanding. Matt, it's great finally having you on. I know we've had Keenan on, obviously, as one of the sub-guests, but get you on as well. Always good stuff, my friend, and I appreciate all the help. You probably get tired every time you see a text message from me needing help, but you get it down.
Hey, I always smile.
I bet you do. Yeah, sure you do.
Every time I see that GS pop up on the phone, it's always a nice smile and a laugh. But, Greg, it's been awesome to be on. And also one last little plug-in. If anyone has a TikTok, since that's kind of the new thing, right, we do have a TikTok for Sports Thread, and it's all content of our athletes that are on the app. So if you're looking for some cool content of our own athletes, Sports Thread, check out our TikTok. And then, you know, Greg, hey, if you ever want to talk about some college sports sometimes, I'm always down. You know that.
We'll get you on to promote that A&M Bama game.
Oh, I'll talk college football all day, man. I'll talk it all day. And, hey, you know what? I'm a, you know, I'm a blind fan. I'm a realistic fan until the week of the game, and then I have absurd expectations.
Well, not too many people get by. Not too many people get by Saban and the Tide, but hey, that's why it's fun. Ooh. It's an opportunity. You might get that one time, like you did. What was it, about 6 years ago with Johnny Football?
With Mr. Johnny
Football. More than that. It's about 10 years now. Gee.
2012.
Yeah, okay. So nine years ago. Outstanding. Hey, Matt, great talking to you, my friend. Say hi to everybody over there in Denver.
Yes, sir, I will. Thank you, Greg.
All right, Matt Chapman, and of course, he's with Sports Threat. We have him on every week. We'll take a break. We'll be back on with Cindy Morgan. You might know her as Yori from Tron. You might know her as Lacey Underall from Caddyshack. We'll have her on here in just a moment.
This is Sports Threat, and this is the new free Sports Threat app, changing recruiting forever. The first social network made for athletes, where you can show your talent and where you can be seen by athletes, fans, and coaches nationwide. Upload all your stats to the app, get exposure to college coaches, get clout, and get certified with the check mark that will change your life. Join the squad. Download the Sports Threat app today. Sports Threat, it's always free.
Basketball coaches, do you have a point guard or leader you're going to be counting on next season to run the show for you? Don't leave next season to chance. Thousands of coaches send their players to a point guard college camp each summer to learn the game, lead a team, and run the show. Your players will be smarter, better leaders, and better equipped to foster a championship culture next season in practice and in your locker room. You can go to pgcbasketball.com to find a five-day, four-night camp near you. That's pgcbasketball.com.
Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC covers all of Oklahoma. The owners, Mark and Cindy Welch, have raised two children and now have two grandchildren, as well as opening a business that gives back to the community in a big way, allowing people to stay in their homes and with their loved ones for longer. Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC sends qualified staff by daily to do the things that need to be done safely for folks to stay in their homes. Light housekeeping, shopping, and transporting their clients to doctor's appointments, making sure they're eating right and taking their medications at the correct times. Call Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC anywhere in Oklahoma, 405-612-3177. That's 405-612-3177. And they'll take care of your loved ones like they were a member of their very own family. Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC. Anywhere in Oklahoma, it's 405-612-3177. 405-612-3177.
Total Health membership includes access to both Total Health at 1810 North Perkins Road and Total Fitness Aquatics at 901 West 12th Street in Stillwater. Access to all group fitness classes, land and water, equipment, pickleball court, and discounts on personal training and massage therapy. Group fitness classes with 36 land classes weekly, boot camp, functional movement, eccentrics, yoga, memory fusion, senior fit mix, spin indoor cycling, ripped, Tabata, metabolic conditioning, weight training, 24 aquatic classes weekly, HydroFit, VP Tabata, Joint Friendly, Aqua Zumba, and Tab Aqua. Access to virtual fitness with a private Total Health Facebook page that provides group fitness videos with local instructors, as well as access to the Mirror app for at-home or on-the-go fitness instruction. Contact 405-533-4348 for questions or more information, or visit us online, stillwater-medical.org/services-care/fitness-center.
COVID-19 vaccines are available, and Americans are eager to learn more about them but aren't sure where to find the answers. That's why AARP is working to protect Americans 50-plus by making sure you have the latest information about the vaccines and distribution options right here in Oklahoma. Just visit aarp.org/okvaccine to learn who's eligible for the COVID-19 vaccine in Oklahoma and when, where, and how you can get it and what you might discuss with your doctor. That's aarp.org/okvaccine, paid for by AARP.
Want to be the best basketball player you can be? Well, big-time players play all year round in the big-time basketball tournaments in Enid, Stillwater, Oklahoma City, Tulsa, Wichita, and Dallas are played year-round for this very reason. Play against the best to be the best and sign up today online at gregswaim.com or call 405-880-2316 to get to the big time.
Follow the yellow brick road to Tiger Drug. the land of gauze. We recently helped the scarecrow when he was suffering from a bout with hay fever. But please, no flying monkeys. Tiger Drug, 9th and Walnut. A man of questionable hygiene once walked into Tiger Drug and purchased some odor eaters. Then he placed them in his shoes, walked outside, and before our very eyes, disappeared. Hey, it could happen. Tiger Drug, 9th and Walnut.
This is Dr. Adam Huskerson at Ortho Oklahoma. We're often asked, what does a sports medicine physician treat? There's a long list of conditions that we can help with, including sprains, strains, dislocations, and non-surgical fractures, or overuse injuries, including stress fractures, tendonitis, and osteoarthritis. For more information, call 405-707-0900. For Stillwater Medical, this is Dr. Adam Huskerson.
And welcome back, and as promised, a guest you guys always ask for, but I can't have her on all the time because she's kind of busy. Cindy Morgan joins us. You might know her as Yori on Tron. You might know her as Lacey Underall, of course, from Caddyshack, one of our favorite sports movies. And it's barely sports. I mean, they're on a golf course, but it still counts. Cindy, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Good to speak to you again. How are you?
Well, it's always great talking to you. And, of course, one of our favorite guests, because you got kind of your start on radio. You were in college then, though, right?
I actually started getting paid to work. I always figured you're not really a pro until you're getting paid.
Well, good
point.
And
I was paid to write news. I got the worst stories. Hospital board meetings, school board meetings. You know, the things I was sitting there going, why would anybody want to know? I mean, really, who cares? But I got to read sport. I mean, you know, when I finally moved to Chicago, I just told your engineer Bill that you're spoiled. He does the engineering. I had to do everything. You know, I'd get it there at 5:45. I'd go to the AP wire. I'd pull copy, reorganize it. I never pre-read my copy, which sometimes got me in trouble. For sports, there was one name I had to practice out loud, Navratilova.
Ah, very good.
That tells you how long ago that was.
Well, yeah.
But I was the one who got at the Hancock Center and picked up the clipboard and did the meter readings and flipped down the tower and sat down and picked the music. I felt so sorry for the DJ behind me because I was like, I'm not playing that. but it was fun. You know what? It was a lot of fun because I don't know. It just reading the news and playing. This is when you actually didn't have computers. You spun records, and you had to learn to get them up to speed by holding them with your finger until it got up to speed. Have you ever seen that? No.
Fortunately, I came in 88, started doing a little bit of radio here and there, and I think we were already past that point.
Oh, my God. Everything was like 100% analog. So there were occasional mistakes. Like when I started in Graveyard, so I got a really long version. We were an oldie station. Smoke on the Water, 7.5 minutes. I can run downstairs and grab a donut, except I played it in 45 instead of 33. Do you know what that song sounds like in 45?
Yeah, I was moving.
It's another song. So, I try to be. But, yeah, started out in radio, love radio. And now with computers and with websites, and I'm pretty much doing what I did before in a different version, and I kind of like it. I really do. I'm applying the same principles in new mediums, and it's fun.
Well, do you have a show on there? I mean, we're getting a lot of the things that you're doing, but that was one that I did not catch for you. Are you doing a show like on XM Satellite or anything?
I would very much love to once I finish. I got the keys to the car. I got the entire website in my hands, all of the materials, all the content in my hands. I even, and I'm very proud to say and very grateful to the person who owned the materials, the behind-the-scenes photos of the making of Caddyshack. There's doubles and triples, but there's somewhere between 700 and 1500. We're not 100% sure because, you know, the parties, the dancing on the tables, the explosions on the golf course. You know, nobody, they didn't tell the owner of the golf course they were going to blow. Well, they kind of did, and the owner said no, so they sent them to a party. The Biography Channel has it.
I've actually seen that part when they were looking for places in the Chicago area to use as a golf course.
to blow up.
Yeah.
And I've got a great photo of this, and there's like 300 extras, and they're all standing there, and I could feel the imp. They mined the golf course with gasoline. I've got a picture of them, a truck pumping gasoline straight into the ground.
Oh, gosh.
Well, that's a nice way of putting it. And I could feel the impact, and I was far enough away. So I'm looking through the photos really carefully, and at the end, all the actors and all the extras are running toward camera to get FaceTime. And you can see the smoke, and I'm looking really close. There's one actor. He's not going anywhere, just standing there looking at the smoke. Who is that? It was me. I was the only one who wasn't thinking about the camera. I'm like, holy smokes, let's say. Look at that. And they said, and you've got to be here tomorrow because we're going to do it again, up again. I said, there's so many people, you'll never see me. They said, you've got to be here. And I said, whenever I deal with somebody like that, I go, yeah, okay, I'll be here. I was on the other side of the golf course, and I could still hear it.
Well, we take our questions on the Buffalo Wild Wings text line, because if I let people call in and ask you, we would be here till midnight. So
okay, I'll call that in.
Yeah, so don't want to. We're going to do the lightning round here. How did you go from radio to Caddyshack?
I wasn't being paid enough. I was doing morning drive in Chicago for the Chess Checker record people. I believe those were the Cadillac record people. They had an FM station, WSDM, that was me. Now it's called The Loop in Chicago. And they had an AM station, WVON. And I was doing morning drive, making $135 a week. I could barely afford to. And then one day I got a call from the station manager saying, we're taking away your overtime and giving it to some guy. And I said, really? And, it was in Chicago, so I was getting some part-time, not fun modeling work, but if you were a woman who could pick up a 10-page script about tractors and memorize it overnight, you got paid pretty well. So I did some of that, and then I went, you guys aren't letting me do commercials. And they said, no, you're the voice on the radio. We don't want you on camera. I said, the way I always say, okay. I saved enough to live for a little bit, drove to L.A., and got an Irish Spring commercial, like, within a month. And within 8 months, I got Caddyshack. I don't know why.
Very nice.
But just did.
Now, you did Caddyshack and Tron within about a year and a half, 2 years of each other?
Yeah, about a year and a half. I didn't work after Caddyshack because John Peters, as he says on the special, I'm not making the story up, but he said, unless you do what I want, you're blanked in this business and you'll never blanking work again. So he made pretty good on his promise. And then Disney came calling, and that's only because I was dating a guy in comedy improv class, and he took me to this lunch about this cartoon he was in, and I was like, oh, that's nice, while I'm eating my salad. 20 years later, I said, Larry, was that Tron? And he goes, yes.
Wow.
They took his part, split it into two characters, rewrote it, took it from where it was over to Disney, and over lunch, I got the part. So, again, I don't think there was any, logic behind it. It just happened.
If you're on Twitter, which most of you are, you need to follow Cindy at CindyMorgan_. Don't just put Cindy Morgan or get somebody else, but CindyMorgan_. And then, of course, the website, CindyMorgan.com. That's pretty easy, and you got a lot of pictures out there. That's what we really want to promote.
I haven't even loaded the pictures yet. Oh, my God.
But you got some out there already, though. And you can also order.
Oh, yeah, I got a few.
And you can also order, I know, because we're getting one for my middle son, getting one of your profile pics, and you're going to sign it, too. And folks can get that if they want at CindyMorgan.com.
You've got to let me know which one, and I am in the process of loading all the, because once you get the, I'm working with GoDaddy, Great Text. Once you get a place with great technical support, and it's about as easy as doing a Facebook page, then you just lay it, get the layout done, and then you start plugging in the content.
One of our listeners wants to know, with all the online streaming services now, and they're bringing back a lot of shows, what are the odds of maybe having a series of Tron and or Caddyshack and having it star Cindy Morgan?
You mean a television series?
Yeah, like on Netflix or something. Like, I mean, they're bringing back.
What would they make Lacey at 40 years later? Gosh.
Well, you're running the golf course now. How about that?
Well, I picture somebody like Helen Mirren, who can do just about anything.
Well, she's already won her Oscar. You need to win yours, Cindy.
I'm not saying I want to be here, but somebody who is capable, let's say, you know, but yeah, sure. Well, yeah, streaming, it went from when I started in LA, you know, there were three networks. We did, there were 90-something pilots done every year. Everybody, just about everybody did a pilot every year. And the three networks would pick about 20. And of those, you decided who was to survive. Now with all the streaming services, my gosh, so much can be done. I think it's awesome.
Well, I mean,
yeah,
like, one of my favorite movies as a kid, Karate Kid, and they've turned it into a terrific series. I mean,
they did, yeah.
So I was thinking, well, could they do that I could think you could do it more with Tron, but would love to. Yeah. And of course, Caddyshack 2 was not great because you weren't in it, but
I was in the funny one.
Yeah, you were in the good one, the original, as most movies end up that way. But it's all good. Now, you also, I know you do some, like you show up at golf events and things like that. Yeah. And then,
such fun. I mean, they really are, because golf courses are beautiful. People bring you in, and because they've seen the movie, you're treated like a family friend. And you shake hands with people. And now that COVID's on, let's pray and let's hope it's moving its way out. People can come back to doing that, and it's just delightful. It's wonderful. A lot of fun.
I bet you've missed it this year during COVID, but I know.
I had to develop other skills. I mean, I had to upgrade all my hardware. I had to find lighting. I'm sure you've done them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we did everything kind of remote for a while. It was, and now we could start doing, you know, restaurant remote so I could eat again, which will be nice. But
you get to eat while you're waiting.
I know. Well, I got to eat quick during those breaks, but I make sure to have less breaks but longer breaks. So that's always good.
Smart.
And
don't play smoke on the water.
If I do, I'll remember 7.5 minutes, but I got to play it
something
at
like
the right
that.
Speed.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, digital, hopefully I won't play it at the wrong speed, but.
Everything's digital now. I know it's all different, and
easy.
You can't get around playing a song you don't want to play. I mean, it looks like it's in the program.
Yes, yeah. Well, the good thing about it is when you have a talk show, you can pick your own bumper music. That's about.
Really? Can you?
Yes.
Oh,
you really, Cindy. You really need to have your own show, even if it starts out as a podcast. Just at CindyMorgan.com, I would be glad to help you with it, because I think you would get more listeners than I do day one. I'm sure of that. But
I think it would be a lot of fun, and it couldn't just be me, because I'll just ramble. I'll end up talking about my cats or something really stupid. I mean, it needs to be another person.
People like to hear. Well, I mean, get somebody else that you know. Maybe somebody else from Caddyshack that you still talk to. And that was the next question.
Who's alive?
Well, yeah, unfortunately, we've lost some of those guys.
Lot of the good guys.
Yeah, like
and,
Ted
and,
Knight.
And a lot of the other. Yeah. Oh, he was right after Doug Kenny. He was the first we lost. And nobody, I think, knew. I found out much later that he was fighting cancer during, you know, and I didn't know that. Nobody knew that.
He wouldn't have told you. Have you seen that? It's got Martin Mull playing him as an older person, but as Doug Kidd, that was out. Oh, it was a stupid gesture on our part or something like that when he was...
A futile and stupid gesture, which was the name of a book.
Right.
And I was worried about it because everybody loved Doug. I mean, he was passionate and you could lock horns with him, but everybody really loved the guy. So I was like, all right, let's see how this goes. And I thought it was very well done.
And for folks for folks out there who don't know Doug Kenny, because he was more behind the scenes than in front of the scenes, but in Animal House, he's a guy that goes, what do you expect, moron? You know, so.
Right. He played Stork.
Yeah,
he was the goofy guy in the glasses who led the parade down the wrong street, too. You know, he did a few things. But he was the writer, producer. He was with the National Lampoon.
Correct.
And then before that, the Harvard Lampoon. And just brilliant, passionate, irreverent, but in a respectful way. And I know that sounds contradictory, but he found a way of doing it. He found a way of making it work. So good guy. We all love him.
And also, there were some other folks that have long since passed on, but one of the questions I've gotten three times is, how was Rodney Dangerfield on set?
He was awesome. I mean, I wish there were a couple of times, because I think you know how Caddyshack was done. There were a number of variables, let's just say. Okay. And they would break for lunch whenever the spirit moved them, and tables would show up, there'd be food, and you'd sit down. And there were times when I would just sit down and, okay, I'm sitting next to Rodney, it's just me and Rodney. And Rodney would, and I you know, many years later, I wish there would have been anybody else there or a camera, because Rodney's tugging on his collar and sweating and saying, just like you've seen him on TV, am I okay? Am I okay? This is my first movie.
So you can, on your show, you better do Rodney impressions, because you're good at it.
And I said, Rodney, you're stealing it, you know, and he did.
He
would just run around saying whatever the heck popped into his head. Ted was legitimately angry because he had lines. He's like, I've got the script here. He had no intentions of playing straight man to Rodney's humor. He thought he was going to be the funny guy. So, you might as well, there was a script, but throw it away. You know, just roll through hair, makeup, and wardrobe and go outside and see what's going on.
And I'm sure you've been asked this question in some form a million times. But The second year of Saturday Night Live, Chevy Chase came back to host. And, of course, Bill had replaced him. And they got into a fight there in studio, whatever.
There apparently was a scuffle.
Did that carry on to Caddyshack?
No. In fact, I was just talking to a friend on Friday, and there was a photographer on set who has a picture that I'm thinking about maybe being one of the ones I add to CindyMorgan.com. I'm not just plugging the site. I'm just telling you where to find it.
No, you need to plug it as much as you want.
Well, if you know my name, you got it. There's a picture of Chevy and Bill dragging Doug Kenny around on the ground, just goofing off together, just having fun. Chevy's got one leg, Billy's got the other, and they're just dragging Doug Kenny across the grass, having fun, just goofing off. I mean, you know, scuffles are scuffles, and I've had a few scuffles, but if they're a fair fight, you go back and you work with the person again. If it's not a fair fight, then you do handle things differently. That's all I can say.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they were fine.
Cindy Morgan joins us. You know her as Yori on Tron. You know her as Lacey Underall, of course, on Caddyshack. And you can follow her on Twitter, like a lot of you follow us. Of course, if you go to my Twitter account, she's right at the top. But go to Twitter at CindyMorgan_. Make sure you put the underscore. You're going to get somebody different. And, of course, you don't even have to worry about the underscore when you get to the website, CindyMorgan.com. And how quick are you going to be loading some of those new pictures? I wouldn't do it all at once. I would make people come back.
I was supposed to be doing them today. And then I went, oh, my gosh, you've got an interview. Stop. You know, because I don't want to get, you know how when you get into a project, you may drift off there. So I spoke to a friend on Friday about what, when, and how. So a lot of it's going to be Tron stuff. That, you know how when you got an album that you really like, of an artist you really like, and then there are deep cuts if you're a big fan?
Yes.
That, like, wow, they did that. Well, I've got the deep cuts from Caddyshack, never seen, and I've got the rights to print them. And I've got the deep cuts from Tron that are out there and appear to be public domain. So everybody else is printing them, and I don't see why it's impossible. So it's going to be interesting. Did you know Disney World is putting up a Tron roller coaster?
I did not.
And it's the
is that to replace the one that was Song of the South that they're taking down because it might have some racist undertones?
Jesus, excuse me, I don't mean to be swearing on
no,
a Sunday.
No, they're replacing the one that had a Song of the South kind of theme.
I don't know if it's replacing it. I do know it's been planned for a few years. It opened in Singapore a couple years ago. So I think it may have been planned. I think it opened, no, I beg your pardon, excuse me, Shanghai. It opened in Shanghai a couple years ago.
Now, were you there for the grand opening or anything like that?
Not Shanghai, but I'm looking forward to going. I'm looking forward to all of that.
Very nice.
Gosh, but I saw my picture on the wristband.
Well, that's
so
cool.
That was pretty cool.
When you're on a wristband, that's always cool. Bill Murray, Chevy Chase, any of those folks, do you still run into from time to time? Because they would be great guests on your new show that I'm going to promote, by the way.
Oh my God. Well, Chevy, I saw just about a year and a half ago in Rhode Island. They had all three of us, and he hasn't changed a bit. You know, we're all there to do photo ops with a lot of folks. And while we're standing in place, Michael, Keith, and Chevy, and myself, Chevy turns, so what are you doing now? And I said, well, I'm kind of going back to what I was doing before. A lot of stuff's online, and somewhere in the middle of it, there were like 42 managers with Chevy because they all wanted to see Chevy, and they're all standing back there, you know. Yeah, and don't even ask my opinion about managers. So Chevy's about like what, 6'4", 6'6". So all of a sudden, Chevy stands up and starts keeling over. And it's like, oh my God, everybody ran to grab him. And he stood up and goes, ha ha.
Sounds like his opening on a cold open on a Saturday Night Live.
And I said a word you can't say on a Sunday. A couple words. And he was just teasing everybody. He's still himself. It was good to see him. He's a really, really talented, talented guy. And to be able to work with somebody like that, I was working over my head, clearly. But if you play sports and you play with somebody better than yourself, do you bring your A game or do you go home? You know, two choices.
Well, you had a lot of comedians, top-notch comedians there, and you really stole the show, too. You talk about Rodney Dangerfield, but you really stole the show. Obviously, everybody knows you're very, very iconic. As a lot of my listeners and or followers on Twitter said, iconic is the word. I mean, that is an iconic
character. I hear that word, and I'm going, do you have any idea how – the reason I got the job, and I went to 12 years of Catholic school. I didn't even start really, really having a boyfriend until I was like 21. I went to a public university, but
Northern really? Illinois, which by the time I had you on one time, and when Northern Illinois was fighting for a playoff berth, and
they actually did. Yes. Yeah, at one point.
They were doing really, really well. I was hoping to get them in the Big 12 so I could see them all the time. But
they had a really remarkable communications department. I walked into college with a stammer.
Really?
I was put into a speech class. Well, clearly I'm over it. It'll come back. If I'm nervous, it might come back a little bit, or I'll start talking.
Well, I'm glad you're not getting it now, then.
So they put me in a speech class, and I was a terrible speaker, good writer, and the first time, you know, used to be a straight A student, and then the professor called me and said, you know, you're good at this. You should think about, and it had three parts. It had learning how to speak, the psychology of speaking, and broadcasting was a part of communications. It was a three-part deal. So I walked into school with a stammer. I came out in broadcasting.
Outstanding. Well, we've got to get you on here in a couple weeks when we announce the new Cindy Morgan show, which, by the way, you'll also have to throw in some YouTube, too, because people want to see you, of course, as you're talking, not just the radio part. Now, I have a face for radio, which is why I'm not on YouTube, so.
I've heard that expression, too. I was looking for something I did. Somebody mentioned something I did in Rockford, and I almost got it loaded. Couldn't get it loaded because it's in a particular format, but I found the weather I did when I was doing a show in San Diego, the Comic-Con. I had 7 minutes of me doing everything but the weather. You know, oh, here's some green stuff.
Was that video or is that just audio only?
It's on my Facebook page. It's on Twitter.
Okay,
now.
I gotcha.
You can see it on.
I'll go find that when I get home here.
Call my Facebook page? But if you want to see the behind the scenes photos from Caddyshack, go to the Facebook page and go down there. I think it's also on Twitter. There's a Twitter page called This Is Not Porn. Don't ask me why. But you can see there's a lot of pictures of the parties. I'm looking close. You can see Chevy, Henry Will Coxon, Ted Knight, Rodney Dangerfield.
Well, you've got a couple of those on Twitter, too.
Oh, yeah. Michael O'Keefe doing a striptease on the table. Who knows why?
Yeah, I don't want to see that.
But I'm not going to put anything up that will be, you know, offensive or hurting. There's a couple that.
You're a good Catholic girl, which was the title of your book, right?
It was the title of my book. The book changed. Somebody else owns that property. We're at loggerheads as to how it's going to go. So I'm thinking about going back. I have to redo it. I have a First Amendment right to still talk about my life. I'm redoing it, and I want to go back to my original title. What do you think? Everyone I Know Is Nuts, the Cindy Morgan Story.
I love it. Sounds good to me.
Well, it's true. More or less. I'm going to have to go at it from a different direction, but I'm not, you know, they're holding on to that property and they want to do it there. And I'm like, guys, you know, we got to cooperate. Did you not read the book? Because, you know, if you push me into a corner, I'll probably be less cooperative.
Coming
you
know? Out so, scrapping.
What's that, honey?
You're coming out scrapping. I know. We've talked about this before.
I'm very cooperative until somebody says, hey, and I'm like, and you know my answer. Oh, okay.
Well, as always, great stuff. And, of course, you can find out everything going on at CindyMorgan.com. You can follow her on Twitter at CindyMorgan_. And, Cindy, always great having you on. And I'm not kidding about the show now. I want to push that.
All my links are on CindyMorgan.com. So if you want to find the Facebook page or the Twitter page or the Instagram page.
And hopefully the new show.
You know, I've been thinking about it.
I'll help you sell advertisements and everything.
Well, thank you so much. And gosh, you know the industry's blown open. Just in the last week, somebody asked me to do some signing, and all of a sudden, jobs are flying out of nowhere. The industry's ready to gear up.
Well, we need to get you out here at one of the greatest golf courses in America, Carston Creek, and all the PGA guys that from Oklahoma State, which are a lot of them. It's one of the most successful golf programs in the history of the sport. They all live right there on the course. So we need to figure out how to get you out here. Cindy, always great having you on, and
look forward to
the new picks loading on at CindyMorgan.com.
Well, make sure I know which picture I'm putting in the mail for your son, okay?
Okay, I'll get that to you when I get back home here in about half an hour.
Looking forward to it. Thank you so much for being my first interview in a long time.
All right, Cindy, great having you on again. Cindy Morgan, and of course you all know her if you've seen Tron or Caddyshack, and hopefully you're going to see her a lot more. I'm not kidding. I think she'd be outstanding doing that kind of work. But we'll take our final break of the day. We'll be back after these messages.
COVID-19 vaccines are available, and Americans are eager to learn more about them but aren't sure where to find the answers. That's why AARP is working to protect Americans 50-plus by making sure you have the latest information about the vaccines and distribution options right here in Oklahoma. Just visit aarp.org/okvaccine to learn who's eligible for the COVID-19 vaccine in Oklahoma and when, where, and how you can get it and what you might discuss with your doctor. That's aarp.org/okvaccine, paid for by AARP.
Want to be the best basketball player you can be? Well, big-time players play all year round in the big-time basketball tournaments in Enid, Stillwater, Oklahoma City, Tulsa, Wichita, and Dallas are played year-round for this very reason. Play against the best to be the best and sign up today online at gregswaim.com or call 405-880-2316 to get to the big time.
This is Sports Thread, and this is the new free Sports Thread app, changing recruiting forever. The first social network made for athletes, where you can show your talent and where you can be seen by athletes, fans, and coaches nationwide. Upload all your stats to the app, get exposure to college coaches, get clout, and get certified with the check mark that will change your life. Join the squad. Download the Sports Thread app today. Sports Thread, it's always free.
Basketball coaches, do you have a point guard or leader you're going to be counting on next season to run the show for you? Don't leave next season to chance. Thousands of coaches send their players to a point guard college camp each summer to learn the game, lead a team, and run the show. Your players will be smarter, better leaders, and better equipped to foster a championship culture next season in practice and in your locker room. You can go to pgcbasketball.com to find a 5-day, 4-night camp near you. That's pgcbasketball.com.
Total Health membership includes access to both Total Health at 1810 North Perkins Road and Total Fitness Aquatics at 901 West 12th Street in Stillwater. Access to all group fitness classes, land and water, equipment, pickleball court, and discounts on personal training and massage therapy. Group fitness classes with 36 land classes weekly, boot camp, functional movement, eccentrics, yoga, memory fusion, senior fit mix, spin indoor cycling, ripped, Tabata, metabolic conditioning, weight training, 24 aquatic classes weekly, HydroFit, VP Tabata, Joint Friendly, Aqua Zumba, and Tab Aqua. Access to virtual fitness with a private Total Health Facebook page that provides group fitness videos with local instructors, as well as access to the Mirror app for at-home or on-the-go fitness instruction. Contact 405-533-4348 for questions or more information, or visit us online, stillwater-medical.org/services-care/fitness-center.
Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC covers all of Oklahoma. The owners, Mark and Cindy Welch, have raised two children and now have two grandchildren, as well as opening a business that gives back to the community in a big way, allowing people to stay in their homes and with their loved ones for longer. Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC sends qualified staff by daily to do the things that need to be done safely for folks to stay in their homes. Light housekeeping, shopping, and transporting their clients to doctor's appointments, making sure they're eating right and taking their medications at the correct times. Call Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC anywhere in Oklahoma, 405-612-3177. That's 405-612-3177. And they'll take care of your loved ones like they were a member of their very own family. Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC anywhere in Oklahoma, it's 405-612-3177. 405-612-3177.
Tobacco doesn't just take your health. It empties your wallet. Former smokers save thousands of dollars each year, and you can join them with free support from the Oklahoma Tobacco Helpline. So whether it's a new hobby, a new ride, a fluffy new friend, or peace of mind from paying off a debt, when you quit tobacco, you'll have more money for the things that matter. Sign up today at okhelpline.com or call 1-800-QUIT-NOW.
The Helpline is brought to you by TSET and SoonerCare.
The best deals in Stillwater are coming to your favorite radio stations. Stillwater Radio is proud to present the Half Price Store, featuring your favorite places in and around Stillwater.
This week's Half Price Deal features Mariachi Mexican Grill. Starting this Friday, you can get two $25 gift certificates to Mariachi Mexican Grill for just $25.
Visit stillwaterradio.net and click Half Price Deals for all of the details. Money.
And appreciate our guests. Of course, Matt Chapman joined us from Sports Red. Cindy Morgan, one of our favorite guests. And you see why she needs to have her own show. She really, really, really does. Hey, that's going to do it. Want to thank Bill Van Ness for keeping us on the air. All of our sponsors, obviously, for keeping us free. That'll do it. We'll talk to you next Sunday, folks.
Somewhere beyond the sea. Ships that go sailing.